20 years, two cities, two Super Bowl championships, $6 million. New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin began the J Fund's Mission of Mercy for children and families suffering from cancer when he was the head coach of the Jaguars. He's been gone since the end of the 2002 season, and yet the J Fund powers on in Jacksonville.
Quality of care that they could provide for the patient was not going to be there without the support of the J Fund. So the board of directors decided, you know, we'll continue. And the people have been incredibly wonderful to come back here and to have the chance to see old friends, because as you saw last night, Brian, a lot of what we do is the same people come back every year and support us every year, and it's like old home week for me.
The Jaguars have continued their sponsorship of Coughlin and his work with the J Fund, and a lot of former players are not surprised that the Celebrity Golf Classic is getting bigger, even as Coughlin's Jaguars career fades further and further behind him.
He's obviously a tremendous coach, but I think even more important than that, and what really stood out for me, was how much he cared about the community, helped the community, and helped the kids around this town. This J Fund has been awesome, and for having been here for 20 years, is quite a testament to him.
His passion was always evident on the sidelines, and to the guys who know him best, like University of Maryland football coach Randy Edsall, that passion really shows when he's doing the work of the J Fund.
The drive and the passion that he has to the things that he gets involved with is extraordinary. And to be part of this when it first started and to see where they've gotten it to today is not surprising, but it's very heartwarming, because you see the love and caring that he has for people that he's been involved with and helping other people.
Tom wouldn't want this to focus on him, but who he is and what he represents is why 20 years is just the beginning.
No, he was always committed to the city and just trying to do what's right and do what's best, you know, for everyone. I guess you call it that tough love, but we were all blind to it. Not just the players, it's everybody. But it shows his commitment and his ongoing.